Hello, it's the 17th of July, 2019. Today we have the Star and the Three of Wands and the Four of Coins. Save your money. I can have fun with this one for a minute. In the past, the Star. Space, how inspiring. In the present, the Three of Wands is waiting for his ships to come in. Spaceships? In the future, the Four of Coins, saving your money for the Area 51 trip and or holding on to anything and everything earthly for dear life. Some pretty nice houses in Roswell, I just looked. The Star is a radiantly positive card, number 17 of the Major Arcana. And this is the card of divine inspiration or being completely aware of and in tune with the source, your source. There's not a lot a human can't do when purely and divinely inspired. And chances are you have been. This is a meditative card. The nude woman seems to be listening as she takes star-bathed water from a pond in one red pitcher and uses another to pour more on the grass behind her. Telepathy. There is a feeling of distance in the cards today, so we may be thinking of someone at a distance or they may be thinking of us. The Star in the past suggests the possibility of rehabilitation, emerging from a period of grief or ill health, well and re-inspired. The universe took care of you, but then you always had faith that it would. Gemini, Aquarius, Mercury. The Three of Wands or Clubs is also a meditative card, Sun in Aries, Sag, and Leo. This human already has a certain amount of success, but he's either still waiting for his ships to come in or wondering if he should himself or herself invest in a third ship and another trip. They call this card the Lord of Established Strength, and he in reality could very well be pondering space, having already succeeded here on Earth. But if not, I'm getting that in the past, you may have been inspired by other worlds, cultures, and places. Number three is a number of creation and expansion. And on the old time cards, there are always three little ships in the water that give me Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria vibes. There is always a creative tension around the number three, which can create a certain amount of anxiety. The Three of Clubs is known as the writer's card, so any recent inspiration could really resonate, like a pond ripple. Your work could be translated into many languages. Hopefully English, which I can't speak today. Anyone considering trade expansion in the form of partnerships regarding international distribution or of whatever, whether it be books, music, or bamboo socks, needs to very carefully consider all possible taxes, fees, local labor, and import-export customs laws, unions, insurance, travel, etc. The human standing on high, dry ground on the Three of Wands in the present looks off over the ocean into the distance. Is the grass greener out there? Or has he tapped out all the water or inspiration where he or she is? And should he or she take whatever he or she has left and give it a go somewhere else? Or is this the moon dude watching us and sending his ships? The security-minded Four of Coins, Earth, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, Scorpio, Aquarius, Uranus, Saturn, is in a good advice place for us today, the future position. It's easy to not like this card, as the little human clutching his or her money doesn't look very approachable. This is a card of materialistic tendencies, but today there is an aura of reassurance about this. We are doing fine. The way we are doing things is fine. The Four of Coins is asking a simple question. Can we afford to expand or move? We can't afford to go to Roswell, honey. Gotta stop that. Or we simply need to let go of someone at a distance. Let E.T. go home. It's also possible that whatever did inspire us at one time no longer does, including where we live. I just looked up Moon Real Estate on Zillow. I did. Go look up Moon Real Estate on Zillow. It's there.